I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's happening, folks. People are starting to organize and they're starting to fight back against the vaccine mandates. That's right. LA County Sheriff is now refusing to enforce a vaccine mandate for an 18,000 member force. He says, I can simply cannot afford to lose any more boots on the street. Man, wouldn't it have been nice if hospitals would have done the same thing, saying, hey, during a pandemic, we're not going to fire a bunch of people that we desperately need now more than ever instead of just firing people? Now, before I get even more into this and what the White House is doing, I need to ask you a quick favor. If you're listening to this podcast, please write us a review. We got attacked by a bunch of liberal commies who wrote us bad reviews to push us down the charts. It worked. Over the weekend, we dropped like 30 spots on the chart, which means fewer people find this podcast. So if you would please share this podcast on social media, text it to your family and friends, and or write us a review right now. Get in the fight, get in the game, and help us. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, the White House, they want you to fire everyone that doesn't get a vaccine. They've actually said it's a vaccine mandate, and they are wanting you to mandate as an employer, and they'll back you up to get rid of people. Now, you know what's happened with Southwest Airlines. Now we're almost to, I think, 2,500, 3,000 flights is the number that we're being told right now of flights that are being canceled. That's right, flights that are being canceled because pilots are not showing up for work on purpose because they're being forced to get vaccinated. We also been told that Amtrak is now canceling several different railway. We're also being told now that Amtrak is now canceling passenger trains due to the same exact thing. People not showing up for work because of the vaccine mandates. Now, I want you to hear this report, and it should be inspiring to see an actual county sheriff saying, I'm not doing this. This is coming from NBC News.
Talk about what's happening, the battle that is happening in Los Angeles right now.
Well, Yasmin, it's just as you said earlier, the L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, the sheriff of the largest sheriff's department in the United States, refusing to enforce a vaccine mandate for an 18,000 member force, 10,000 on the street, 8,000 civilians. And remember, they serve 10 million residents here in L.A. County. And he says he simply cannot afford to lose any more boots on the street. He says that is due to cutbacks to his department, targeted cutbacks, including hiring freezes. And he also blames partially the defund movement here in the United States. But remember, this is not the first time he's been obstinate in the face of a COVID mandate. Back in July, he said he refused to enforce a COVID mask mandate for LA County as well. Here's what he's saying about this current mandate. Listen to him during a town hall. Take a listen to this.
I'm not forcing anyone. The issue has become so politicized. There are entire groups of employees that are willing to be fired and laid off rather than get vaccinated.
Did you hear that? There are entire groups of employees that are willing to be fired over this vaccine mandate. The LA County Sheriff of the largest sheriff's department in the United States of America is refusing to enforce a vaccine mandate for the 18,000-member force, 10,000 on the street, 8,000 civilian. He said, look, we serve 10 million residents here in LA County. And he says he simply cannot afford to lose any more boots on the street. We've already had cutbacks to his department, targeting cutbacks, including hiring freezes, meaning they're, you know, this is defund the police, anti-police, that is rhetoric that has now reached to the point of reality in LA. Defund the police, a reality. It's like, you guys are basically idiots if you think we can keep moving forward this way. I'm not going to get rid of people right now. I'm not forcing anyone. The issue has become so politicized. There are entire groups of employees that are willing to be fired and laid off rather than get vaccinated. Now, this goes back to what I've been saying about the hospitals, how stupid the hospitals are. You know, these hospital systems that are, you know, demanding vaccine mandates. And that's exactly what they've been doing, and firing people that don't get a vaccine mandate and not allowing people to get religious exemptions. These scumbags are the same ones that tell you that we're in the middle of a pandemic. Well, then why the hell would you fire people during the middle of a pandemic? Why would anyone fire somebody during the middle of a pandemic in a hospital if you're willing to risk your life to treat others? Again, just think about that for a moment. Now, of course, NBC News, right? They're just, you know, hey, we're just telling you the story here.
And remember, the LAPD may be dragged into this battle as well. They have a October 20th deadline for all city employees to get fully vaccinated.
I love, by the way, how they refer to it as being dragged into this as well. The Biden administration is doing this, okay? You might as well put the blame at the foot of the president. Why would you not do that if you're being a true journalist? Because these guys aren't journalists. They're propagandists. They're communists.
As well, there's somewhere about 30% of the force that has not proved their proof of vaccination in this battle as well. Yasmin?
All right, Kerry Sanders, Steve Patterson, thank you. Dr. Kavita Patel, looks like you and I have the same fashion sense.
I love the story there, right? All right, let's move on to fashion sense here real quick, because we don't want to tell you the real story here, that this is the Biden breakdown happening in real life. People are revolting against the president of the United States of America and his mandates. Let's move back to Southwest Airlines real quick. Lying to the American people about the cause of a major workers' strike is what the media has been doing for the last 24, 48 hours now. Starting on Friday, and I'll go back to this story because it's an important one for you to understand, and they don't want you to get inspired. You have to understand this is all about being inspired, okay? They don't want you to inspire people. Now, what really happened is the pilots are fighting a vaccine mandate. They sued. The pilots sued. I'm going to read you a headline from Bloomberg, okay? This is from 2 days ago. Southwest Air pilots seek to block COVID vaccine mandate. Southwest Airlines company pilots are asking a court to temporarily block the company from carrying out federally mandated coronavirus vaccines until an existing law over alleged U.S. labor law violation is resolved. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association's filing on Friday, the same day that all of a sudden they start having this sick out, also seek for an immediate hearing on the request before a federal court in Dallas, claiming that Southwest Airlines has continued to take unilateral action that violates terms of the Railway Labor Act, which governs airline union relations. Those steps include the COVID-19 vaccination requirement. The new vaccine mandate unlawfully imposes new conditions of employment. And the new policy threatens termination of any pilot not fully vaccinated by December the 8th, keyword fully vaccinated, the legal filing claims. Southwest Airlines' additional new and unilateral modification of the party's collective bargaining agreement is a clear violation of the RLA. Southwest set a deadline of October the 4th under a federal vaccination mandate for employees of companies holding contracts with the U.S. government. Workers can seek medical or religious exemptions. The union represents 9,000 1,000 Southwest pilots. Now, the story is very clear there on Friday. Southwest Airlines is suing, right? And so you fast forward to what seems exactly like what the Russians would do. I'm going to go back to this quote, lying to the American people, which is what the media has been doing, about the cause of a major workers' strike. And the cause is very clear. They've admitted that cause that has crippled an airline seems very Soviet, doesn't it? Spot on. Southwest has canceled hundreds more flights Monday amid the vaccine mandate. That the only headline that's been honest about this so far that I've been able to find today is a headline from the New York Post, because every other headline is, oh, well, due to weather and due to FAA shortages, there's a lot of delays. The only airline experiencing these types of delays is Southwest Airlines. And the FAA, by the way, threw Southwest Airlines under the bus by putting a tweet out saying, no, this is not true. We are not experiencing major shortages. We are not experiencing major delays. Southwest Airlines has a staffing issue is what they said. So you know Southwest Airlines lying. So why is the media not telling you that they're lying? The media, they know that they are having to lie to you for one reason. They do not want you to be inspired to actually do what these airlines are doing or what the sheriff is doing. And so they're going to lie to you and lie to you and lie to you. And they're going to tell you things that are not true. They're going to tell you it's weather. They're going to tell you it's the FAA. They'll even fall on their own sword and blame the federal government. The FAA is like, whoa, 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 not this has nothing to do with us. And we all know what this is really about. This is about you mandating people get vaccines.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's a pilot that has now gone viral who put out a statement about the love that he has for his career. He put this out wearing his uniform, saying, I'm not going to do this. Take a listen.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum. Not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, but when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
Join us. This pilot is the single bravest thing I've seen in years. God bless these pilots, these heroes that we needed right now to say, uh-uh. By the way, at another airline, six employees with American Airlines have filed a suit on behalf of the 20,000 plus that work at the company, and they are now standing up saying no more. They are now standing up saying no. We're not going to get this vaccine mandate. You guys are going to delay this, and we're going to see what is actually said, okay, what is actually going to be said. This is very important, by judges. Now, let me explain to you why that so many people are having to fight so hard right now. One of the reasons why they're having to fight so hard is because these deadlines are looming. And remember, you have to be fully vaccinated by these deadlines. Okay, you have to be fully vaccinated by these deadlines. That's it. That's what you have to do. You have to be fully vaccinated. So these people are running out of time. They're running out of ways. They're running out of the ability to say no. And so they're trying to get these judges to jump in and to not force them into losing their job, right? Because many people, like if you hurry up and you go get the jab right now, just think about this. If you hurry up and you go out there and you get the jab right now, and then all of a sudden the judge says you didn't have to be forced to get the jab, what happens then? It's game over, folks. Right? At that point, the damage has already been done, right? At that point, the damage has been done. Game over. Sayonara. You've already gotten the vaccine. It's over. And that is the point, and that is the problem that we're having now, is that they are running all over and trampling all over us. They're trampling over each and every one of us and each and every one of our rights. You know, you heard that pilot say, what's going to stop them down the road from mandating what job you do, where you live, or how many kids you have? It's funny because this weekend it actually came out this weekend that there are now advocates at the United Nations and in other places who are now saying they think it's time for us to incentivize people not to have children, saying that's how we're going to stop this. They also want to give you credits where each family gets like two child credits to have two children. And then you can sell those credits for money to the highest bidder if somebody wants to have more than two kids. They say this will help the poor people in this country. This is what advocates are now saying. They're actually saying this now, okay? They're saying this will help the poor people because then they'll have something of significant value that they can sell. We are now reducing children to buying and selling them as credits, quote, to stop and to global warming. Pay attention to what's happening right now. Wake up. Oh, and if you want to know why Joe Biden's such a bad president, there's the new spin from the White House this morning. Jen Psaki was confronted over the really terrible poll numbers for Biden. Guess who she's blaming for Biden's low poll numbers? And let me just give you an example of what one of these Quinnipiac polls actually says. Biden's handling of the border crisis, now only 23% of Americans approve. 67% of Americans disapprove. White House response, they're now blaming the unvaccinated Americans, no question, for the really terrible poll numbers. This is not a joke. They're now saying that. The job reports numbers are saying is the fault of the unvaccinated Americans as well. The White House is now blaming Joe Biden's dismal approval rating on Americans not vaccinated against COVID-19. New polls released show that Biden's approval rating continues to tank. Quinnipiac University poll found Biden's approval rating at just 38%. Biden's average numbers, according to Real Clear Politics, currently stand at 52% disapproval and just 43% approval among all polls taken. Biden's spiraling approval has been compounded by self-inflicted mistakes, including the ongoing border crisis, numerous unsuccessful legislative battles on Capitol Hill, and the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. While economic woes related to the pandemic have not improved under Biden's leadership, which he promised they would. In fact, the September jobs report also released on Friday, showed just 194,000 jobs were added in September. That is far fewer than the 500,000 that economists expected. The report was also so bad that CNBC hosts were unable to hide their shock over the dismal report. They literally just couldn't even contain themselves when they got the news, like, oh my gosh, this is bad. They couldn't even hide their reactions on TV when it happened. They didn't know how to hide their reaction. It was that bad. Now, CNBC hosts were so surprised on Friday to learn that the U.S. economy had added real low numbers of jobs in September that they actually had to say it a couple of different times. This is the live audio of when they found out these horrific jobs reports for September.
You see?
194.
Whoa.
I see 194,000. That is real low. Consensus of 500,000. August was revised up a bit, so 366,000. Let me go to the jobless rate. Wow, big decline, 4.8%. 5.1% was expected. Let me go to the B1 table and see if I can find where the jobs were. And I think in this case, where the jobs weren't is what we're trying to figure out. It was definitely a weaker number than expected, with I think the factors that were enumerated just before we went into the number responsible here. You still have the COVID issues. Let me see now. I've got 194 overall. Private is 317. It means there was a big decline in the government here. I'm going to go right down to that as we're talking to find the government area here. Government minus 123 with a big decline in local government education. So I guess you had the addition in August, came off in September. That leisure and hospitality, 74,000. That's not the kind of numbers we need from that sector to drive the employment that we need. I'm going to see if I can find retail here.
You notice they're like scrambling to find these numbers, right? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And the scary part is the overall unemployment rate still went down from 5.2% to 4.8% in September. You want to know why? Because people have decided it's just too much fun to sit at home and have the government send you money. So they're not even looking for a job. You know any job openings we now have in this country? Well over 11 million jobs that are open right now in this country. They're expecting that number to rise to more than 12 million jobs in this country. And people are content never working again. People are content sitting at home and not working. They have no problem not working. It's disgusting. There are people like these Southwest Airline pilots that are fighting back.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The good news is there are this sheriff in L.A. who's fighting back, and now students are fighting back. I want you to imagine getting this phone call. UCLA students are now being threatened with being dropped from their classes even after they paid their $70,000 in tuition for the year to go to UCLA if they don't upload a piece of paper saying that they are vaccinated, right? Their proof of vaccination. Now, the part that's hilarious is the students who are now being threatened with being expelled from school, being dropped from their classes that they've currently been enrolled in unless they send and upload proof of vaccination. The ironic part is all of their damn classes are online. There is one student, and I don't think this is a very political student. I think this is just an outraged, angry student whose all of his courses are online. Okay, he's not going into any classroom. Everything is online. He got a phone call from the campus health officer informing him, his name is Christian Walker, that he will be dropped from all of his classes over the COVID-19 mandate if he doesn't upload his paperwork immediately. Listen to this.
And you're calling to tell me you will drop, you're calling to tell me you will drop my classes after we've already paid $70,000 for the year, if I don't upload something about my vaccine status when all my classes are online. That's what the call is about?
Correct.
Got it. Thank you. Wow.
Imagine being this student. You better get vaccinated, kid. Well, all my classes are online. Doesn't matter because we're coming for you. Terry McAuliffe, former DNC chairman, guy that used to run for president. He's now in the governor's race in Virginia. He had this to say Saturday morning about vaccine mandates.
He's asking about grocery store workers, first responders, and firefighters, and asking, really, is there anyone else that you think should be mandated to get the vaccine? Where do you draw the line, Mr. McAuliffe?
I've been very clear on this topic from day one. Nurses, doctors, those that teach in our schools, I've asked every employer to require that every employee be vaccinated. This is a real difference in the race.
They're still running off this. You hear this? He's saying, I'm asking every employer in the state of Virginia to make every employee get vaccinated. Every single one of them, regardless of size. And he's like proud of it. This is what tyrants sound like when they're on TV.
I've been very clear on this topic from day one. Nurses, doctors, those that teach in our schools, I've asked every employer to require that every employee be vaccinated. This is a real difference in the race.
He wants you to know this is the real difference in the race. Dan Abrams had a pretty funny moment where he was mocking the dramatically different vax mandate coverage on CNN and Fox News and others. As he's talking about how over at CNN, it's like the world is ending. You know, then the heroes are those that take away all of your rights. CNN had on Gavin Newsom, the first governor in America, to announce vaccine mandates for students, saying we're all just exhausted by this, using the same line the president said, I'm getting tired of dealing, you know, I'm getting impatient with you people out there that are fighting me on vaccine mandates. So they come on the air with big breaking news. It should make all of you feel like it's a victory, because now we've even said in the private schools, your kids must be vaccinated.
Breaking news moments ago, the governor of California announcing the COVID-19 vaccine will be added to the state's current list of immunizations required to attend school. We're talking about K through 12 schools. And here's what we know. This requirement will begin the term following full FDA approval for grades grouped at K through 6 and then 7th through 12th. Right now, as you know, Pfizer's vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds is still emergency use authorized. And so this will apply to students at both public and private schools. It will be subject to exemptions for both medical reasons and personal beliefs. But this is a first in the country. And it comes on the heels of the governor's recall election, a recall that began over his COVID-19 restrictions. So let's get to the governor. California Governor Gavin Newsom is joining us live now. Thanks for making time for us, Governor. This is a big announcement. Nice. Why is this the right move right now?
This is a big announcement, folks. Why is this the right move right now? Well, let me just tell you, this is, you know, we're just all exhausted, so we're going to take away your rights. That's what he says.
This is a big announcement. Nice. Why is this the right move right now?
Yeah, I think we're all just exhausted by this.
Oh, there you go. Throw all of our rights, all of our freedoms out the door. Anytime a politician comes out and says, I'm just exhausted with you guys' rights, so I'm going to take them away.
Yeah, I think we're all just exhausted by this. We want to get this pandemic behind us. And
this is the same guy, by the way, that was busted. Remember going into a store? Remember that? Going into a restaurant, like a really nice restaurant, and eating out without a mask on while he mandated that restaurants be shut down and the mask mandates were in. So this is the guy who's really exhausted right now. He wants to lecture you about how exhausted he really is right now. He's just exhausted. So we're going to take away all of your rights because we're exhausted. You have no rights now. And we'll just keep fear-mongering you. Oh, a little side note, you know that fear-mongering? New York Times had to issue a correction after claiming 900,000 kids have been hospitalized with COVID. Oops. The New York Times issued a very small and tiny correction at the end of the week after overstating the number of kids who have been hospitalized in the U.S. with the coronavirus. The article originally published Wednesday discussed COVID-19 cases among children, because they want to force you to get vaccinated and your kids to get vaccinated. Quote, nearly 900,000 children have been hospitalized with COVID-19 since the pandemic began, and about 520 have died, New York Times reporter initially wrote. After being ridiculed online for fear-mongering and lying to the American people, an updated correction said the original publication misstated the number of COVID hospitalizations in the U.S. You want to know how much they were off? You want to know how much the New York Times is willing to put out propaganda for to get their way? This is how much. It is more than 63,000 children from August 2020 to October 2021, not 900,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. So you write the first article, everybody reads it a couple days later after everyone's read the article, and it's basically been timed out. You've moved on to new articles and new headlines, you go back in and you correct, wait, our bad. 900,000, almost a million children have not actually been hospitalized for COVID-19. It's just actually 63,000. Our bad. Data from the CDC and prevention confirms 63,000 kids between the ages of 0 and 17 have been hospitalized with the virus between August 1, 2020 and October 5th, 2021. 500 deaths among children have been attributed to COVID-19 according to that data. It is not 900,000. But does it really matter if you put a correction out there a couple days after the damage has already been done? The fear-mongering has already been done? You know, you look at this, like, again, go back to the media. They're still refusing to tell you the real story about the Southwest Airlines and what happened on Friday. The Southwest Airline pilots were seeking to block their COVID vaccine mandates. And then they push this story and they lie on behalf of Southwest Airlines and they keep pushing fake headlines telling you that's due to weather, telling you it's due to FAA shortages. It's not due to FAA shortages and it's not due to weather problems. And we know that, and they know that, and the media knows that. And yet the media and the stories they're writing, they aren't even telling you the part that I just mentioned. That's the other part that's so crazy here. They're actually not even telling you the part about the suing by the pilots. They're not even telling you that part, which is astounding if you really think about it. It is shocking. How do you write the story about all these flights being canceled for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days in a row and omit the most important part of that story? How do you do it? You do it when you're acting like the Soviets. That's how you do it. You do it because you're nothing more than propaganda. Propaganda for the liberal media, or excuse me, for the Democratic Party and the Biden administration. That's why you do it. You have a massive story, a story that is crystal clear on what happened. And you have a media that's lying to the American people about the cause of a major worker strike that has crippled an airline. And as my good friend Buck Sexton said, it seems very Soviet, doesn't it? It seems very Soviet. Well, if the federal government, you don't want them to look bad, you want everybody to get vaccinated, and you're terrified that people will be inspired by these airline pilots or this sheriff in California or the 6 employees at United that sued to stop their mandate from being enacted so they could go before a judge and plead their case about collective bargaining and how this is outside of their contract and how it's against their rights. They don't want you to be inspired, folks. They don't want you to know that you can win. They want you to think that you have no other choice but to comply. And so the media is going to do everything they can to not tell you the real story. They're going to lie to you. They're going to put out propaganda, just like the Soviets do. Our media now is no different than the Soviets. They put out lies. They put out propaganda. And they want you to believe that you are insane if you don't comply and that there's no other option but to comply with their vaccine mandate. That's what they want you to believe. I hope every one of you will share this with your family and your friends. I hope every one of you will share this podcast. Please write us a review that helps us on the charts. We've been attacked again by these liberals who are writing us bad reviews. So if you're listening to this podcast, please write us a positive review right now. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.